I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson. And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, one piece at a time. I am Sean, your host, and I am back with this week's quick tip. And I'm just going to take a few minutes to talk about some of the co-occurring conditions that are very common with people that have autism. So, in other words, other conditions or, just symptoms that most people may not think about, and you may have to treat in a little bit different way. And they may be, in some situations, causing autism to present itself in a more challenging way. We'll put it that way. So, first would be heavy metal poisonings. It's very, very common for people with autism, particularly children, to have high levels of metals in their system. In some cases, it could be from a vaccination. In some cases, it could be just from, living in a certain area where there may be, heavy metal poisons in the air, in the water, things like that. So definitely, you may want to check your air quality, your water quality, and get an idea of that, if that's something that may be happening. I know, for instance, me, Alex, and Grayson all had some heavy metals come up in our system when we did our screening. So we think it could have something to do with the fact that we live by a number of farms. We are not obviously 100% sure of that, but that is what our, guess is at this point of why it may be causing that. So the second is going to be yeast problems. A lot of times kids with autism have yeast issues. If you go back and read that Jenny McCarthy book that we recommended, she talks a lot about that. Another thing is they have digestive problems, stomach problems. The stomach is, we underestimate a lot of times how important it is. The stomach is basically, the stomach health is the life of the body, because everything that you put into your body gets broken down in, your stomach and intestines. And if you don't have a good digestive system, your body's not going to break down the nutrients it needs to efficiently operate all your body systems. So that is, 100% important. Another thing is allergies, food allergies. Particularly, a lot of children with autism have allergies to dairy and or gluten, or both. obviously, that's pretty straightforward. I mean, there's a lot of information out there on diets and stuff like that for people that are, gluten intolerant or allergic to gluten, and people who are lactose intolerant or allergic to milk or milk-based products. Then we also have some other what they would consider mental disorders like ADHD, ADD, obsessive compulsive disorder. Another one would be just a weakened immune system where they're constantly getting sick and infections of all different types. Ear infections are very common. If you're not sure if your child has autism or not, if they have any of those other symptoms for any of these other conditions, it could be a part of the equation. If they're a smaller, younger child that may not have all the other symptoms that some kids have. but we wanted you guys to be aware of some of the other things that could possibly be going on. And if addressed, they could, drastically improve the progress your child's making in therapy and in other interventions. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I hope you guys got something from that. Some of those tips. Obviously, you can find us on Facebook. We also have our website and blog, buildingthepuzzle.com, on IG as well. So check us out. Send us some questions, comments. We love hearing from you guys. And with that,
For autism, building the puzzle, one piece at a time. I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off. Take care, everybody.
Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson & Company Toys.